when the HIV virus first came to people's attention, the reactions ranged from fear to dismissal. Today, mention the HIV virus, and the reactions of many will be, right, from fear to dismissal. The truth and reality actually exists in the middle. And that's one of the purposes of National HIV Testing Day, which is coming up on Saturday, June 27th. Joining us to discuss the efforts of CVS pharmacies to help people gain the information and care that they need is CVS specialty pharmacist Helen Everett, along with a CVS specialty patient who is living, I stress that word, living with HIV, Christopher Hooper. Thanks for being here today, guys.
Thank you, Chris,
for having us.
And learn more about CVS pharmacies and what they are providing, CVSHealth.com. And for you listening, let me place some numbers in your front of mind for you to better understand. At last estimate, 1.2 million Americans are living with HIV, 38,000 new diagnoses every year. And as far as the impact, it depends on race with Black and African-American individuals. They make up about 12% of the population, represent 38% of new infections, as an example. So Helen, like I referred to in the introduction, people without knowledge won't know the path to take as far as either prevention or dealing with it. What's CVS doing to help bring that awareness up to where it needs to be?
As CVS specialty, I'm always informing my patients about prevention, and getting tested. So the first step then in HIV or knowing your diagnosis. So we want people to get tested. The CDC recommends that people age 13 and 64 get tested at least once. And then if depending on your risk factors, being tested more often. So when somebody comes in, and we also do post-exposure. So if I have a patient that comes in and they've had an exposure to HIV, they start a medication for 28 days to prevent. And I tell them at that time, you can get on, if you think this is going to be ongoing, there's medications that you can take daily, and there's also a long-acting injectable that you can take that they can administer to prevent once you're if you're negative. That is always what I tell them, especially a person that comes in that's been exposed to.
That's certainly important, too. As I said back in the introduction, the key is understanding that you can live a life, not limit your life when you have the diagnosis. And Christopher, take us back to that day when you were diagnosed and what first went through your mind when you learned that.
Well, I was diagnosed back in 1992, so the atmosphere was completely different in regards to HIV. There was a ton of stigma going on, a lot of fear. And, you know, everyone was talking about it. And so the day that I found out, everything changed. At that moment, the best they could tell me after my diagnosis was that I was positive and that maybe I had 2 years to live. So, you know, I was a college student at the time, and everything just became completely different. And so from that moment on, I compartmentalized it. I searched for trials to get on medications, which were not the same as they are today. There was a lot of side effects, and I'm not even sure how, at that time, they weren't even sure how well they were going to work or what the long term was going to be for those. And so I kept that whole thing a secret for 30 years. And then when U equals U came out, the CDC declared U equals U, which means undetectable means untransmittable. And that's really powerful. It means if you stay on your medications and you take them regularly, you do your blood work, and you keep your viral load count down, you cannot transmit the disease. At that moment, that was really the groundbreaking moment for me to kind of alleviate 30 years of that secret and a lot of the shame and the stigma. And then after that, I've started talking about my HIV diagnosis and build a support team.
And what you just described too, Christopher, is important for someone listening. When you get diagnosed, if you get diagnosed with HIV, take action. Just don't stop living. There are choices, right. There are options far more now than there were certainly in 1992, but even back in the ancient days, as far as HIV research and medical care was concerned, be proactive, take actions, and learn as much as you can about what possibilities exist for a prolonged and a regular life as opposed to a limited life.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I take one pill a day every morning with my vitamin, and that's how I manage my care with HIV. I take more medications for my high blood pressure than I do for HIV at this point at 56 years old. So, you know, it is definitely not the end of the world anymore. It is something that's manageable and that you can control. And so, you know, just be aware of it. It's, of course, really important for you to get on that medication as early as possible. So if you are diagnosed, make sure you get on that and keep your viral load count down.
So CVS Specialty Pharmacist Helen Everett, along with CVS Specialty Patient, who is also, as you've heard, living with HIV, Christopher Hooper. National HIV Testing Day came up on Saturday, June 27th. You can learn more about CVS's work on this. CVShealth.com found this stat, too, that out of those, I mentioned some numbers before, there are those who are diagnosed with HIV. There's about one out of seven that do not know that they have it. So talk about the testing process, Helen. What does it involve? And because people hear medical testing and instantly they curl up and say, no, but testing is a good thing, as we like to say.
It is a good thing. It's easy to, you can talk to your provider, you can go where there are CVS Minute Clinics, you can check with the CVS Minute Clinic for testing, your public, and so your state and your local agencies, but I would probably, you could start with your provider for testing. Testing is that you can also buy tests at a CVS. So there is an oral test if you want privacy. But there are so many options for testing. But we want people to get tested because we know that to prevent the transmission, you have to know if you have the disease first.
And without a doubt, and to also think long-term, as far as like Christopher was saying, Helen, to know what there is out there as far as options and opportunities to once, if you are diagnosed with HIV, to take those steps to make sure your life is staying as strong and on the direction you want it to. Last question for Christopher, for the person listening right now. If they're one of those one out of seven who might have it, and they're thinking their lifestyle, whatever it may be, might have made them prone to the virus. Talk to that person right now.
I think it's important to know these days that this is a virus. And so, you know, it's important to be responsible. You know, we just got over the COVID moment. And so, you know, there's lots of things that can be done. As far as vaccines and with COVID, but at the same time, you know, just be responsible, I think, about your own condition. You just got to know if you're positive or not. I think if you think about it this way, if everybody that is positive currently is on medication and becomes undetectable and cannot transmit the disease, and then everybody that has it tests, and then gets on medication, we can eliminate HIV as a whole. And I think that's the goal.
And if I want to interject also, Chris,
sure.
If you think that you're at risk, there is also medication now that you can take to prevent. So if you think that you're going to have continuing risk factors, you can go on PrEP. And that's also a daily pill or long-acting injectable medication. So depending on your risk, you may want to take something to prevent it as well.
Again, National HIV Testing Day coming up on Saturday, June 27th. Talk to your medical provider if you have not, and use this day as the motivation to change that not into a do, and to learn more about CVS and what they provide in their testing, their guidance, from supplies, medication, cvshealth.com. We've been talking with CVS specialty pharmacist Helen Everett, along with a CVS specialty patient who is living very strongly and well in spite of HIV, not with HIV, Christopher Hooper. Guys, thanks for the education you brought to all of us today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.